Well, love may have always been a part of Valentine's Day, but sending special cards had its start right here in Massachusetts. Joining me now, we've got Peter Drummy. He's the chief historian of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us on this Valentine's Day.
Good morning, Christine. And can I just start with a brief apology? There's an old New England tradition that the first person you gaze upon on Valentine's Day will be your Valentine for the or lover for the following year. So I think
Wow. That's
like the day to put people on guard.
does that include if you're married? Does that mean you have to?
I think this is in the early 19th century and
okay. Before
in the colonial period. Most Valentine things are aimed at young adults. This was an opportunity. Often people sent Valentines anonymously, and then the idea was that someone could figure out who had sent it. But this was a part of kind of accepted courtship and where young people could get together. So what I'd like to say a little bit about is how Valentine cards came into being in a commercial sense,
mm-hmm.
and then that spread the Valentine celebration through the entire population rather than just these young adults.
Wow. So tell me, isn't there a Worcester tie into how this all started?
Yes, and it's really, in a kind of indirect way, an old Plymouth County tie, because Esther Howland, who grew up in Worcester, her family had come off of the Cape. They were in the stationery business in Worcester, and she was a young college graduate in the 1840s, a remarkable young woman who graduated from Mount Holyoke when she was still a teenager, and she was trying to find her way in the world. So Valentines were either homemade or they were very expensive, elaborate ones, imported. So she got the idea of sort of, in a way, mass producing them. She would draw a design, and then she'd have people trace it, other people working with her. And then they would do it as piecework. They'd give women and young women and families boxes of materials, and they would copy these patterns that Esther Howland had developed. And her company that she formed, the New England Valentine Company, became wonderfully successful, and it really introduced the idea of relatively inexpensive but pretty and decorated Valentines to a wide population.
It's amazing how many wonderful traditions all lead back to Massachusetts. I just have to throw that in there.
And she after she sold her business, she moved to Quincy and lived right along Adams Street. So she must have been a great figure in this tradition. We associate, I think, greeting cards and Valentine cards with Hallmark, but the Hallmark Brothers got started in Kansas City, but 50 years later. So this tradition had grown up. Later on in the 19th century, people thought that the sending Christmas cards would kind of push Valentine's cards away, but I don't think there's much evidence of that.
No, and that's a wonderful story. We appreciate you letting us know this. We're going to put your whole interview up online. I think that's terrific. And again, that's Peter Drummy. He's the chief historian from the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us today. And again, happy Valentine's.
It's always my pleasure. Oh, and happy Frederick Douglass's birthday.
Okay.
He picked it himself, February 14th.
What a great day. Thank you so much. And again, that's
bye-bye.
Pete. Bye-bye. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.